Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today, I want to share 5 micro wellness tweaks. This is on my mind because I recently had a remarkable opportunity to celebrate a good friend's 50th birthday with an escape to the desert. A lot of incredible things happened during this escape, the biggest one actually being simply the space to really connect in a relaxed way, to allow conversation to wander, to cover both the silly things and the deep things. It was just so beautiful. I have more thoughts I hope to share soon on that. But meanwhile, I also left inspired to implement a few micro wellness tweaks to my own routine. Before we get there, I wanted to share some related episodes that may be helpful to you if you are looking to take better care of yourself. For a bigger picture perspective, there's why self-care is hard and how to make it happen. Another episode is self-care for stubborn people. This episode was inspired by my finally getting myself to physical therapy for a shoulder problem that had been nagging me for years, and I talk about the result of it. On the micro side, there's the mini edit, My Simple Holistic Wellness Tracker, which is something I implemented for the 6-month runway before turning 50. Tiny moments of self-love, a mini edit on simple skincare routines, and in the relationships domain, simple friendship reboot tactics. We'll be right back. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out Storyworth. Storyworth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, Storyworth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships. How to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. The first micro wellness tweak I want to share involves the hips. So while I was on this trip, two things happened. First, I learned about the Foot Collective, which is a group in Canada, and this was just through a passing conversation. And I also did an amazing sacral hip opening practice. Later on, I was inspired to dig a little deeper with the Foot Collective, and they talk a lot about the need for hip opening in service of the feet, because everything is connected. And the thing that stuck out to me was their recommendation that people should do 1 minute per side of hip opening stretches for each hour of sitting at their desk. This felt super doable, so I immediately put this on my list of things to work on. And I've just found that with that orientation of 1 minute per side per hour, it just feels really doable. So for example, while I'm out playing fetch with the dog, while he's running to catch it, I just do some standing hip stretches. If I'm watching TV, that's a great opportunity to do stretches, and you get in many, many more minutes depending on what you're watching. Even when I'm standing around just talking to John and Vi, if I'm just standing there, I'll stretch my hips a little. So it's totally doable, and I'm already feeling the impact, especially related to a silly, long-standing tripping injury that finally feels like it's resolving. Second, while I was in the desert, I did a fitness for my feet class, and this was a short class. It was only 20 minutes, and we started the class learning to walk correctly, rolling from the heel to the outer side of the foot to rolling the toes. And when I did this at the beginning of class, I literally felt like I was going to fall over. It was a very unstable feeling. And then we did 20 minutes of work on the domes, or maybe it was more like 15 minutes actually after the initial walking exercises, and it both felt vaguely painful in a good way and also amazing. And then when we did that same walking exercise at the end, rolling the feet, it was so much more stable. I immediately bought a set of metatarsal domes and I use them in my kitchen when I'm standing washing dishes. Third is I have reinitiated my winter wellness drink. I steep a ton of ginger in a saucepan of boiling water, add lemon, a pinch of cayenne, turmeric powder, and honey. It's a little intense, but it feels real good. And I make a batch that will last through the week. Fourth is nail oil. During the winter, especially, my hands get so dry and my cuticles, especially, they're always unruly and they get overgrown, but they get even worse in the winter. And then they also split when my hands get dry and it's very painful and it's tough to get them to mend. So I have started the daily practice after I'm out of the shower in the morning of using nail oil on the cuticle beds. And sometimes I'll actually use it before bed as well. And finally, inspired by this trip, I am trying to do just more silly texting with friends. I spend so much time solving problems. And every now and then I realize I actually just feel a little lonely and I need more laughing and silliness. So lots of silly texting has been happening since that trip. I hope this episode was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.